Okay, today we're talking about seek first the kingdom. Day 36, man, I'm so glad you've been on this journey. Give yourself a round of applause because I know it's been a long journey here, but I'm hoping you're finding value every single day. This one's a really important one. All of them are important. This is really important because we hear the word kingdom, it's the king's domain. This is the area God's in control. So we do things, we have a choice, we have a free will, but it says seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you. What is his? It means his right, our right standing with God. That doesn't happen because I'm good enough or I do good enough things. The Bible, the reason why I did this is the Bible is not just a rule book, it's a life book. It's a life of instructions. Yes, there's things that challenge us and correct us, which they should. You go to the doctors, right? Well, you get encouraging news. Sometimes you get things that you need to modify if you want your life to change or be a little bit different. And so seeking the kingdom is something, I want you to think of it this way, that when I love and I stand for the things that God loves, I'm in alignment with God. When I'm building God's way, I'm in alignment with God. When I'm doing things that are close to his heart, he sends, you know, take care of his business. He has a way of taking care of my business. Every venture I've ever been involved in, the student's company, or we could go down the list of things that I do. I'm really cautious and careful to say, you know, and if you remember the line, the very first line in Purpose Driven Life, Pastor Rick Warren, most popular Christian book ever written, besides the Bible, is Purpose Driven Life. If you haven't read that, you need to go read it. The very first line is, it's not about you. Life is not about you. Oh gosh, this is so critical. Because when we think about building, we see and we feel and we're influenced by the things that we're dealing with on a day in, day out basis. When you think about a kingdom perspective, it's a picture that you and I have to get. You got to get this picture. If you want to build a lot in your life and you want to accomplish a lot, that everything is not about me. Now, that doesn't mean I just give everything away and I don't build for things for my family. No, there's seed that you're supposed to have, and you acquire through your efforts that you plant for more seed. Then there's a seed that you give away. There's both. There's important. You got to know which ones you give and then which ones you plant. But when you think of kingdom impact, it's not even just our church or my church. It's his church. It's not just my life. This is a life he gave to me. This was a gift to me. Life is a gift to you. I don't know if you realize that. You beat the odds by being alive, by being able to watch this and wake up every day and get into a car. Maybe you have some money in your bank account. You are already in the top percents of the percents when it comes to the world. And you and I were put here to make a difference, which you hear me say all the time, but the difference is gonna be through you, who you are and where you are. But it starts with this perspective that says, that wakes up, and when I have opportunities, even our student business, what did we do? There was times where we gave things away. Every year there was an opportunity for us to give some portion away or to help somebody. Why? Even when it didn't benefit us, even when it went to another company, it was not just the right thing to do, it was the kingdom thing to do. When I can help somebody else build what they're called to do, that actually does help me because we're all on the same team. As Christians, as church, we should not be fighting. We need more churches. We need more great businesses. We need more people fulfilling the call on their life. So who am I? Who the heck am I to make this all about me and just all about what I accomplish and all about how I'm going to look? I got to keep this balanced perspective. You were put on this planet by a creator, that God put you here, and be open-handed with what he's given you. Be open-handed with your resources, with your time, with your treasure and the money he's given you, and the talents that you've been empowered with, because you didn't ask for any one of those talents. It just was the way that it was when you got here. Be open-handed and seek the kingdom first. And the promise is, guess what? All these things, a bunch, way more than you ever anticipated, will be added unto you and yours. So glad you were here today. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.